This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi, I'm Jack Traynor. On this episode of QNN, we're taking a look back at some of the biggest stories of 2018. This week, listen in for some of the top stories from the first half of the year.
A lesbian couple say they were subjected to homophobic abuse by another passenger on a Jetstar flight from Melbourne to Perth, while staff failed to help them. Kat and Jules were allegedly abused by an intoxicated, arrogant man sitting behind them who, after realising that they were in a relationship, started using homophobic slurs against them and demanding that they kiss. Kat said it was the most awful verbal abuse and discrimination she'd ever experienced, and that she and her partner feared being physically harmed by the man. Jetstar is currently investigating the incident. Sydney's Mardi Gras has officially confirmed that gay icon and pop superstar Cher will headline the official party this year, after weeks of speculation and rumours. Described as the goddess of pop and one of the best-selling artists of all time, Cher's exclusive Australian performance will make Mardi Gras' 40th anniversary one of the most iconic in history. While the party had already sold out, Mardi Gras will increase the capacity and release a limited number of tickets this week. Victoria Police have issued an apology for the terrible treatment of Officer Michael Maines, who resigned and subsequently took his own life after homophobic harassment by colleagues. Maines was a police officer between 2008 and 2011 and had not been out as gay at work, enduring abuse including false allegations, hundreds of inappropriate searches of his details in the police database, and homophobic taunts. The state police have now come out and apologised, saying that the treatment of Maines was completely unacceptable. The AFL's decision to ban trans football player Hannah Mouncey from the women's competition has left her homeless. Mouncey had been living in Canberra and playing in the ACT League while planning a move to Melbourne, when an 11th hour decision by the league banned her from the draft and left her unable to play. In an interview with the Star Observer, Mouncey said, "For a long time they were sort of pretending that I didn't exist." Since the decision, she has been keeping a roof over her head by house-sitting where she can. Midsummer's annual Pride March took place over the weekend, which saw an estimated 45,000 people line the streets to champion and celebrate Victoria's LGBTI community. This year, over 200 groups and organisations with an estimated 8,000 marches marched down Fitzroy Street in St Kilda, before heading to Katani Gardens for a post-Pride celebration. Attendees included Premier Daniel Andrews and Magda Szubanski, as well as a lesbian couple that were married on the main stage at the end of the march. The Australian Christian Lobby's Lyle Shelton has left the organisation for a tilt at politics, promising to fight the Green Rainbow Left. After stepping down as the head of the ACL, Shelton announced he would stand for the Senate as part of Corey Bernardi's Australian Conservatives Party. He said, "Last year during the marriage campaign, I felt drawn to the political side of things, and with that in mind, I'll make a big move back to my home state of Queensland." HIV prevention drug PrEP will be publicly subsidised for the first time in Australia, after the Pharmaceutical Benefits Advisory Committee announced its decision to recommend it for listing on the PBS. Subsidisation through the PBS will slash the cost of the medication to around $39 per script for most patients in Australia, and $6.30 for concession cardholders. Advocates and health experts have welcomed the decision and highlighted it as a critical step towards dramatically reducing HIV transmission in Australia. New Zealand's Jacinda Ardern has become the first Prime Minister to march in Auckland's annual Pride Parade. Ardern cut a rainbow ribbon to mark the start of the event and said that she had participated in the parade countless times before becoming Prime Minister. She said, "The fact we live in a country where we shut down the streets to celebrate diversity and tell young people that they live in a place that is inclusive is something I hope we keep doing." Sydney's lockout laws will be lifted for one night to celebrate Mardi Gras' parade and party this weekend, after Councillor Christine Forster wrote to the New South Wales Premier. In the letter, Forster said lifting the laws would be a gesture of goodwill to the LGBTI community. Venues will still need to stop serving alcohol at the usual 3 a.m. time slot on Sunday morning. However, partygoers will now continue to be admitted to venues around Oxford Street, beyond the usual 1:30 or 2 a.m. cutoff.
And that's what was making news in the LGBTI community for the first half of 2018. Tune in next week for an episode about the second half of 2018, or subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. New episodes of QNN will return in 2019. On behalf of Matthew Wade, I'm Jack Traynor.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.